Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, recovering politician, writing right now about Iran and the threat Iran represents to the whole of the Middle East, especially to Israel, but also to peace in the world. The question is what Iran's part is in the war in Gaza. That's an open question. However, that question has been decided by some members of the left in Europe and in America. And the left has decided that the situation in Gaza is between the oppressed and the oppressor. That's the situation in the Middle East. The oppressed is Iran, and the oppressor is the United States and its allies. That is a very good evening to you. I've said it too simply because I think it might be that simple. At least that's the way I read it in your column. What is the left's vision here of dividing the world into oppressed and oppressor? And how is it that Tehran, firing missiles and provoking the whole neighborhood with terrorist acts, is an oppressed nation? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, clearly it's a comic book mentality. I think you've expressed it pretty clearly. These people have a Manichaean ideology that views everything in stark terms of black and white, except when they find facts that are inconvenient for them, then they use phrases like complexity and nuance. The reality is the regime in Tehran has said since 1979, death to America, death to Israel. And it is the height of toxic imbecility to not take them at their word, especially given their actions show it. Recently, the supreme leader, quote unquote, of Iran has said that death to America is not a slogan. It is a policy. Well, okay. I believe it. Given all the evidence, I don't think anybody should doubt them. But again, when you sit there and you try to pretend and you try to reimagine the world in terms of power relationships as if that's all that matters, and you decide that the people you like are the oppressed and can justify anything that they do, such as the terrorist and atrocities that occurred on October 7th, what you have is a leftist. And a leftist, those are the very types of people who try to recreate the world to fit their mindset and just happen to kill millions of people along the way. You can see why.
The Supreme Leader has made an unusual presentation on Iranian TV, translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory. And he says, in part, for many years, from the 1940s to the 1970s, that is 30 years, the Americans did everything they could do against the Iranian nation. They hit Iran in any way they could, financially, economically, politically, scientifically, and morally. If it were not for America's support, if it were not for the support of U.S. weapons, the corrupt and artificial Zionist regime would have been destroyed in the first week. It would have collapsed. The Americans are behind this. Does that sound like an oppressed person or a person who's threatening? I can't tell.
First, let's be clear, John. There is nothing that anyone has done that can match the evil perpetrated upon the Iranian people of this barbaric mullah regime since 1979. Nothing. And they need to go on the ash can of history to free the Iranian people. And several times the Iranian people have risen up and they've been butchered by clowns like the Supreme Reamer. So in the final analysis, John, everything he says is a lie. And it is all to justify his own barbaric and heinous rule over the Iranian people. And again, we should stand with the Iranian people so that they may be free, that this regime will implode under the aspirations of the Iranian people. It's tried twice. Unfortunately, Obama and Biden administrations just seem to keep siding with the mullahs and prolonging the agony of the Iranian people.
My memory is that in 2009, there was a rising up of the Iranian people in Tehran, having to do with a corrupt election. And at that time, it was possible to view the brutality of the regime, the besiege against their own people. As I recall it, Mr. Obama, then a new president, was asked about this in a press conference. And I don't remember his exact words, but he did not challenge the regime, nor did he offer any support, my memory, to those who were protesting the regime. As I recall, you also made a presentation on the floor of Congress about one of the victims of the besiege during that event. Is that right now the beginning of what we have now, this perverse idea to please Iran rather than confront it? Did it start then, Thaddeus?
Nader Sultan is who you're talking about. And yes, it was the Obama administration has decided that they could engage Iran, that Iran could be a trusted partner in the Middle East, and they wanted to be a part of their tentpole diplomacy to hand off U.S. responsibilities within that region to Iran. It is insane. It is suicidal on its face. And it would also abandon allies such as Israel, which the Obama administration was more than happy to try to jettison during its time. And especially at the end, we saw them nakedly opposing Israel at the UN for the first time. So now this is nothing new. It's been carried on under the Biden administration. Valerie Jarrett, who worked in the Obama administration, was very close to many of these leaders in Iran. And so they thought they could do it, and they've made matters exponentially worse, not only for the world, but in particular for the Iranian people. So there's an example of a leftist who tried to view the world in a way he wished, and the world has a way of disappointing them. And unfortunately, the people who bore the consequences of this insane policy are mostly the Iranian people, and I would argue the secondarily the Israeli people. And again, you could also look at the Palestinians as victims of Hamas, given the fact that Hamas is busy preventing supplies from coming into Gaza so that they can try to foist a ceasefire to escape their cowardly and craven consequences for their actions.
We come now to the politics of this. You report that the left has sided with Iran in these matters. Why?
Because their mentality says that Iran somehow the mullahs are the representation and the victimization of the Iranian people. But remember, it was an Iranian revolution in which the mullahs seized power. The way to explain this to a leftist is if back in the 80s, the moral majority had led a revolution and then put people in place that would kill you if you didn't do what they wanted, how would you feel? I don't think they feel very well, but that's precisely what happened over in Iran. The religious extremists took control. They set their bloodthirsty henchmen in charge of trying to basically dominate the people, and that's been accomplished, despite some of the uprisings that continues to the present day. But the left really, if you think about it, if the left wants to fundamentally transmogrify America, that means that you don't try to fundamentally transform something you like. So the left does not particularly like America. They like what they think they can make it, but they don't like it America as it is constituted. They have their whole policies based upon grievances real and imagined. And so they look at the mullahs and they say, well, we can understand your pain because we don't like America particularly any more than you do. But we don't want to go around killing Americans, and I'm sure you don't either. I'm sure it's just rhetoric, and I'm sure we can work together. They're idiots, and they're causing lots of problems throughout the world because of it.
That is McCotter, American greatness, riding on what appears to be contradictory decision-making by American citizens. There it is, however, an apparent support of the Iranian regime that is now making war on the whole of the Middle East, but especially on the state of Israel. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.